Amen. 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 Sing it with me. Amen. 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 This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, shine to show my love. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine to show my love. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, even in my home, said I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Said my love. I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, when I see my neighbor coming, oh, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine.
Show my love.
How will I deserve it?
Heart of God. Breathe deep, beloved. I am bringing everyone in. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is your birthplace. There are no requirements unmet. This is your birthright. No one is refused. Come in. Let down. Expand. There is more than enough room. Join me in the deep, refreshing, endless, eternal. Wade in and be refreshed. Let your mind untangle. Let your body rest. Let your spirit be at ease. I am this moment, and by waves of love I will reset your cadence. By my current, get you back on course. My touchable representations on earth, I will birth you again. my sons, my daughters, soaked in my love, and bless you, beloved, to stand and emerge, still dripping of the heart of God, as one fluid, hope-restored movement to alter the environment for the better everywhere you go. Because everywhere you will go, there I am.
I'm not cold. I'm just going to be really clear about that. And I'm 61 and I'm not cold. So welcome to the table at Central United Methodist Church. It's a very hot church, if you ask me. My name is Linda Dew, here soon alongside Matthew Smith. I serve as co-pastor of this community of faith. We are so grateful to root our lives in grace through weekly worship with all of these musicians and all of you on Sunday mornings, both in person and online. We are gathered in all of these places. We welcome Donovan to our music team this morning. Yeah, he's usually sitting over there. And turns out sometimes, you know, there's a gym. Yeah, and they are very brave and they talk to Brendan. We are also really grateful to grow in faith in our weekly kitchen tables, which are our small groups, and they are the heartbeat of our community of faith. And every week we gather to hold our lives in our kitchen tables in conversation with the great commandment, loving God, loving our neighbors. And we also search scripture together with those in our kitchen table. Pastor Matt and I lead a six-week series called Growing in Faith, which helps all of our newcomers move when they're ready into these small groups. Our next two groups are full, so we have to put our heads together for calendaring again. So you can't sign up today, sorry. But you will be able to soon, we promise. And we are grateful for all of those who are really brave, who bravely come into worship and then take that next step when they're ready. Our children also grow in faith, and they do that in an outdoor version of Godly Play, which is out right now in our play yard. That's at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and at 11, we have Loving Child Care in the play yard also for all of our children. As a community of faith, we want you to know how we reach in love in so very many ways. Many of you helped build homes this week at Habitat for Humanity. We also have community farm shifts down at our Table Farm. And those happen on Tuesday, Fridays, and Saturdays, where we are preparing the land and getting ready to sow seeds, I think, in I don't know when, that will become food for God's people. Everyone is also invited next week to Reach in Love. So next Sunday is this game. I know Matt doesn't want to hear anything about the Super Bowl. I'm so sorry. I know. But we're going to do a Super Bowl, a S-O-U-P-E-R bowl, and we invite all of you to simply bring canned soup or dry goods, and we'll collect those from different places around our campus, and we will share those with our partner, the South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership's Food Closet. And we are in partnership with them all throughout the year, and we are grateful for those of you who would like to share in that. A note for all of us who are gathering online, there was an opening video which we hope was helpful. It's one of the newer ways that we're trying to just help people wherever we are make space and be centered for worship. We hope that was helpful. And Chloe and Molly are there with you online as hosts. And if you have any further questions or need any kind of assistance, just message them directly or share that in the chat, and they'll be coming alongside you right away. For those of all of us here and online, if you want to follow along with the flow of worship, please use the QR code, which is here in the sanctuary, as well as a link in the comments or in the chat online, and that will help you if you're a kind of person that wants to know what's coming next. And when you're ready to learn a little bit more about us here at the table, we invite you to text the word new to the number that's there on the screen. All that does is simply enter you into a conversation with myself and Matt, Brendan, Avery, Chloe, all of us, so that we can have conversations with you as you wonder about what it might be to live life together with us here at the table. We want you to know we're going to continue in worship. I'm going to invite you to stay seated. And this is a song by a man named Matt Kearney. Honestly, I first heard it in yoga class. It's called Breathe In and Breathe Out.
Breathe in, breathe out. Tell me all your doubts and everybody. This way, just the same. Breathe in, breathe out, move on, break down. If everyone goes away, I will stay. We push and pull, and I fall down sometimes. I'm not letting go, you hold the other line. Cause there is a light in your eyes, in your eyes. Hold on, hold tight, from out of your sight, and
But everything keeps moving on. Hold on, hold tight, make it through another night. And every day there comes a song with the dawn. We push and pull, and I fall down sometimes. I'm not letting go, you hold the other line. 'Cause there is a light in your eyes, in your eyes. There is a light in your eyes, in your eyes. Breathe in and breathe out. 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 Look left, look right to the moon and the everything under the stars is in your arms.
There is a light in your eyes, in your eyes. There is a light in your eyes, in your eyes.
We encourage those here in the sanctuary and our friends online to follow along in your own Bibles or with the words that you see on the screen as I share from Luke 5. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, They left everything and followed him.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my while on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face.
Spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside me? Whom in heaven but thee?
Amen. As our musicians move down, I want to invite us into a spirit of prayer. And Brendan, you're going to stay with me too. That's part of my prayer. God, may your unfolding grace, which has shaped us and gathered us into this very moment, be with us. May your word bring comfort to places of hurt and challenge to places where we might have become complacent. May we find ourselves held in the depths of your grace in this very moment. and throughout our lives. Amen. Reverend Dr. Barbara A. Holmes writes this: when the unthinkable happens and does not relent, we fall through our hubris toward an inner flow, an abiding and rebirthing darkness that feels like home. This morning, we begin a four-week worship series, which we are calling Breathe. Our worship series that we're gathering around this day, our kitchen tables have been meeting around the themes lifted up in this throughout the week. We are loosely rooting our time together in this more recently published book by Barbara Holmes, Crisis Contemplation, Healing the Wounded Village. Dr. Holmes is a spiritual teacher and activist and scholar. She focuses her writing and her work, her ministry and her life on Black spirituality, mysticism, cosmology, and culture. She was the president of United Theological Seminary in Minnesota, and she is now part of the core faculty, along with Richard Rohr, at the Center for Action and Contemplation. We hope that the communal exercises which she invites us into will help us to more faithfully engage and address the crises that so many of us so often are finding ourselves in, both individually and as community. Avery shared with us, when Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water, put out into the deep water, and let down your nets for a catch." And so over these 4 weeks, we hope to go with Jesus out into the deep waters. A United Methodist pastor who's recently retired, Reverend Steve Garness Holmes, shared this week. "The deep is not out there, of course, but within. Deeper than words and ideas, deeper than feelings and images, past murky depths of deeper fears, wounds submerged and mossy. In the dark of the utmost terror and joy, dreams shifting in the half light, light shining down into the dark mystery, the unseeable deeps, the sea deep silence, dense and still, where the subterranean seam of blessing rivers through unnamed hurt. Beyond you in dark holiness, where you are pressed in on, but perfectly free. As if the deeper and darker you go, the lighter it is in the depths that know you, wait for you, where everything only is there. Grace swims, shimmering always beneath, seldom visible, always deeper." The notion of practicing contemplation, or trying to go into the deep amid crisis, may sound peculiar to some on the surface. It might even feel wrong-headed. Sea deep silence proves overwhelming for some of us, maybe all of us, some of the time. Many of us come from traditions in which we have been taught that the way to access the deep is in private, our personal spirituality. Or in some places where I was growing up, it's our quiet time. Always read as my own personal, private, spiritual practice, not communal, individual. But the writings of Dr. Holmes, we hope, will guide us beyond ourselves through communal practices which will invite us into the deep. Places in which the healing of trauma can begin. Trauma experienced by individuals and also trauma inflicted upon entire communities. Dr. Holmes opens one of the chapters in her book with this traditional African wisdom saying, "The times are urgent. Let us slow down. Breathe in, breathe out." Brendan's going to help us for just a moment to take a time to do just that, to breathe in and breathe out. As we move into this moment, which may for some open us into a stillness, I want to invite you to try to notice what happens in your own body. Maybe the stillness feels like a lot, so you'll want to check to make sure that door behind you is still open, and that's okay. Some of us might need to close our eyes or to rock. I invite you to breathe in and breathe out with as little judgment as you are able. The times are urgent. Let us slow down. Amen. The notion of finding our way into contemplative ways of being amid crisis, our hope is that this can be a way that can guide us as we go through our weeks. And I want to make a note about just even the word crisis. It can take us into many different places. Some of us, many of us, have experienced personal crisis. Some are in that place right now. The shattering of a relationship or the debilitating illness of a close family member. And Dr. Holmes's writing, while it acknowledges those individual crises, what she is writing to invite us to think about is a communal experience of crises. Trauma experienced by many, maybe even entire community at one time. So I think of the people on our own ministry team who experienced the decimation of their town with a fire. The images, as you think back on floods in New Orleans and the devastation in Puerto Rico, the crises of worldwide pandemics, which affect us all, to be sure, differently, and affect us all. The pandemic of racism, which Resmaa Minicum calls white body supremacy, a pandemic which our nation continues as a whole to refuse to face as reality. Crises, it's in the air that we breathe. Even the fear of breathing. writer and editor Susan L. Taylor challenges us amid an experience of multiple crises. She writes, "In every crisis, there is a message. Crises are nature's way of forcing change, breaking down old structures, shaking loose negative habits so that something new and better can take their place." And if you're like me, you have mastered all kinds of ways to avoid being opened to that kind of change. The old structures are old because they've been with us for a while, in us, shaping us, and something new can feel really scary. Simon answered Jesus, "Master, we've worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." Jesus calls Simon out into the deep waters to let go of the nets once more, perhaps differently though, differently than ever before. Dr. Holmes writes, "When the crisis strikes, the response from the village must be a pause. There is little we can do, but we can be. We can listen. We can love our neighbors, and we can host the spirit that flutters over every dawning day." Dr. Holmes invites us into a practice, a contemplative practice, to help us to help us be in that posture of listening and loving our neighbors. She invites us to feel the troubles of the world. Feel the troubles of the world. And as we do so, she invites us to breathe deeply, exhaling the sense of helplessness that can overwhelm us. Exhaling the sense of helplessness. And inhaling Ella Baker's strength, Rosa Parks' quiet resolve. She encourages us to use whatever exemplars work the best for us, but invites us to find at least one exemplar from a community, a cultural community, to which we don't primarily identify. And so we're going to try that for a moment. Brendan is going to help us. And I want to invite us to breathe deeply, exhaling a sense of helplessness, inhaling Ella Baker's strength as we feel the troubles of the world. Exhaling our helplessness, inhaling the steadfast resolve of Rosa Parks. Amen. Jesus longs for Simon to push out from the shallow waters, to cast nets not in the shallow current, but in the deep where the darkness is below. Dr. Holmes shares a movement with us for how crisis contemplation might be experienced in our lives. And it begins with an experience of an eclipse, which you've all known in your own ways, a disruption of the ordinary. Imagine a solar eclipse. The sun is not actually abandoning us, but is hidden behind the moon. And we may not feel comfortable initially in that darkness, but there are blessings in those shadows for those that are able to stay and to notice the ways that our old structures of sight are giving way. The eclipse can then give rise to what Dr. Holmes calls the moan, the utterance which communicates, she writes, the ineffability of crises. Paul wrote about this to the church in Rome. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Sighs too deep for words. That's the Spirit moaning in and through us. Dr. Holmes writes, we moan to give birth, to traverse non-linear time, and to signal movement from one state of being to another. We moan as a sign of life, to give notice to spiritual bystanders that what looks like an ending is actually a beginning. The moan which can rise amid eclipse then gives way to stillness. Stillness is not merely silence. Dr. Howard Thurman describes stillness. In the stillness of quiet, if we listen, we can hear the whisper of the heart, giving strength to weakness, courage to fear, hope to despair. Some of us have found practices, especially in pandemic. Linda was talking about this just recently, the beautiful ways that we in our homes, our apartments, our rooms in a space, and Jan helped us when pandemic first set in, have created sacred spaces. And we can go to those to try to be present with the stillness. Some of us prefer or find ourselves most able to access that stillness in nature, whether it's along the ocean as the waves crash or in the redwoods. Communal singing, as we've shared in worship this morning, is another practice which Christian community has helped us to enter the contemplative experience through. While some music in our Christian tradition is written to teach the nuanced contours of faith and doctrine, often through sometimes beautiful poetry, we also have music in our Christian tradition which is shared to invite us not to think about the divine, but to actually be in the presence of the divine, to experience the mystery of God in repetitive chorus, Pass me not, O gentle Savior. We're going to move into one of those practices, sharing in a song which will invite us into a place some of us call the heart of God. And this is a song that might be new for some of us, and for others, this will be a song that sustained your grandparents. A woman named Mamie Payne Ferguson first wrote the lyrics to this song. And she did so, she was born actually in Ireland, and she moved to Los Angeles, and in 1886, she was a pioneer in what is called the Holiness Movement. An evangelist, a social worker, she co-founded the Peniel Mission, which provided a ministry for single women living in rented rooms. That's how they talked about it in 1886. Single women living in rented rooms. The rooms that they rented were set up by that community of faith right next door to where they gathered for worship. And in 1911, this song was first written, Blessed Quietness. This hymn was shared in that moment with those women in LA who the world looked upon as on a margin. And then this song, Doris Akers and others, would bring it into the heart of a community, and it would sustain Black churches longing for liberation over so many decades. So our hope is that some of us might need to just stay right where we are and let the song wash over us. Some of us, I know at least my ministry partner, Linda, will not be able to sit still. And I would like you to give you, we would like to give you permission to be you. To be you. And more importantly, to allow this song to invite us into the heart of God, which is holding you and the world now and always. This is Blessed Quietness.
Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come, who abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart his home. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. Stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me. How the billow ceases to roll, like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky. So the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from way on high. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On that stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Oh, blessed quietness, holy quietness, hey, what assurance in my soul. Hey, and on that stormy sea, Jesus, he speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. I'm telling you, the billows, they cease to roll. Oh, and the billows cease to roll. Hey, and the billows cease to roll.
Amen. Oh, there's a lot of billows that have been rolling lately.
Right?
Oh, so many billows. And amid all of that, I just think about all those generations. In which God has claimed and named, which we so often ostracize and judge. And the overwhelming trauma visited upon all of us in this pandemic. It feels like an amazingly huge billow. And amid the urgency of all of this, and all that was going on that boat with Jesus, I imagine the billow of shock. Now my net is full, what am I supposed to do? In midst all of that, Jesus invited those that were closest to him to slow down and join him in the breaking of bread and sharing of a cup. And that is what Jesus invites us to as well. Within the billows and in the midst of the urgency of this time, we're invited to slow down. And in hopes of preparing our hearts and minds and bodies and souls to share in this abundant feast, we want to first pause and acknowledge before God and one another the ways in which we fall short of living in the ways that God longs for us to live. And is our way here, I invite us onto our feet as we are able and willing to pray out loud this very short prayer of confession. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We rush on instead of slowing down. We resist the deep. We neglect the blessed quietness. Forgive us, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Friends, God is giving us strength for our weakness in the midst of it, courage in our fear, hope to face our despair. So may we all know and trust in God's blessed assurance. Let the people say amen.
Amen. And I invite you to join with us in the call and response that has become the church's practice for recognizing, acknowledging the presence of Christ in each and every neighbor. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Gracious God, we give you praise and thanks for this holy communion, the body of Christ, of your beloved Son, the body. Take part in this holy communion. just all one. To love like the sun. The body is broken. God is love open, to make us
us to pray together the words that Jesus taught his disciples long ago that have been passed down to us through the ages by the church. We name it the Lord's Prayer. And I invite you to address God in the way that is in your heart. Let us pray. Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Pour your spirit, God, upon these gifts of bread and cup which are before us here in this place and wherever we might be gathering. Pour your spirit upon each of us gathered here and spread throughout. Make these gifts for us the body and the love of Christ, and make us, through the sharing of this feast, Christ's love and body alive in the world. Amen.
You may be seated. All are welcome at the table of God's love. We really mean that. All means all. We encourage those of us who are gathering in our homes or elsewhere to gather your bread and juice at this time in whatever form you have and have it close by to share with us in this sacred time of breaking bread and prayer and art. For those of us here in the sanctuary, we will move outside through this door as Avery directs when it's time, and around and back in the sanctuary. We want to invite those of us who are here in the sanctuary and are comfortable to share in a communal expression of art that our artist in residence, Eric Castellanos, has placed here before us. Not because we think we are all artists, but because we do know that all of us in some way are lured and invited by God into spaces which invite us to create. And for those of us at home, we encourage you to take time with paper or paint or markers as you are able. We are co-creators with God, and so, you know, we don't know what's about to happen. And most of us won't come up here, and that's fine. There's 7 or 8 paintbrushes. There are 2 canvases. And this is oil paint. So this is the mother in me that says, this is oil paint. It will stain your clothes. Okay? So just notice that it is wet still because he just painted it and brought it here. And the brushes are also in oil. So when you are finished, you just place your brush back in the oil, and our energy will join with the energy at 11. He will come back, and we'll see what happens next week. In short, just so you know, there's nothing you can do to make a mistake.
Friends, this is the body of Christ, the bread of life broken for you and for the world. And this is God's love poured for you and for the world. Body of Christ, broken for you.
want to encourage folks who are praying to take as long as you need, and those that are here working with the paint and the brushes to stay for as long as you feel led. Some of our young friends outside may be inspired to come in, and we can help them with the oil-based paint. God, may your grace, which draws us in and calls us to be one, hold us in the depths of this moment, that as we center in your stillness, we might be held in your grace, which indeed lifts the whole world. We offer this time in our lives in your creative ways and many names. Amen. We want to encourage you to continue responding, whether that is here in the front with art in the front of this sanctuary, or whether that is for you spending more time in prayer, wondering about these next steps that God might be calling you to. Next Sunday, as we gather here in this space, we'll do so for the Super Bowl of Caring, which Penny and our kitchen table leaders will be taking foods that we bring down to the South Sac Interfaith Partnership food closet just after worship. So we encourage you to bring those as you feel led. We also encourage you to go online and to give generously to support the ministries of this community as we seek to align with God's love and movement in the world. You can do that on our website, thetableumc.org, and also by texting any amount to give there in that space. We're going to go out this morning in song. This is our music team sharing "Jesus Lifted Me." So I invite you to stand as you are willing and able.
Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Oh, and I was in trouble.
Friends, hear this blessing from Barbara Holmes. To the fallen and the wounded, rest. To the future soon coming, hurry. To the children who imagine more, don't get weary. And to the hope and healing on its way, don't delay. Amen.
Lifted me, I sing.